Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. It's the biggest residential fair lending settlement ever. Bank of America has agreed to pay $335 million to settle charges Countrywide Financial of Calabasas, California, discriminated against Black and Latino borrowers. The Justice Department alleges Countrywide charged higher fees and rates to more than 200,000 non-white borrowers, regardless of credit risk, and steered more than 10,000 into risky, expensive subprime mortgages while offering white customers with similar credit profiles regular loans. A spokesman for B of A stressed the deal covers conduct from before its purchase of Countrywide. You've no doubt spotted the billboards while driving, selling lap bands and the promise of losing weight quickly. The ads are all over the broadcast airwaves as well. But now federal regulators are cracking down on 8 California surgical centers and the marketing firm 1-800-GET-THIN. LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports.
Can you finish this sentence? Let your new life begin.
Call 1-800-GET-THIN.
Getting the lap band is the best decision I ever made.
That's the TV version of the ad. Now, a growing chorus of critics say the billboard version leaves out a few things, namely proper disclosure of the risks involved in the lap band procedure, a major surgery that implants a restrictive band around the stomach. Risks range from irritation of the esophagus to possible infection. According to the LA Times, 5 patients have died in Southern California recently after having the surgery done in clinics affiliated with the ads. One death was captured in this call to 911.
There's someone in lap band surgery, and I think he's crashing.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration sent warning letters to the Southern California company behind the cheery ads, reprimanding them for misleading advertising. Brian Oxman is the attorney for 1-800-GET-THIN. He says the company will do whatever the FDA requires.
They want more disclosures. They want the public fully educated as to what the lap band procedure is about. And our response is, absolutely, that's what we're all about.
Meanwhile, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors announced they're looking at stricter local regulations of the lap band billboards and are considering an ad campaign about the potential dangers of the surgery. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.
School children across California have been performing this month to audiences packed with delighted family members. Given all the budget cuts to education, the fact that arts and music programs still exist might surprise you, but they do. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakles tells us how a financial commitment San Francisco voters made to the arts is paying off.
One, two, three.
It's fifth period band class at Burton High School. About a dozen teenagers take center stage in the main auditorium for a practice session. The players clutch their instruments tight, their eyes focused on the little black musical notes in front of them. Burton is located near a public housing project in San Francisco's Bayview Hunters Point. Most of the students come from low-income, minority families. Manuel Young is the band director, though he looks more like a college student.
I've been here for 5 months. I started in August and been here ever since.
Young used to teach band at a middle school in the neighborhood, but was reassigned this year when the district decided to close that campus. Now this energetic band leader is responsible for breathing new life into Burton High School's band program.
Teaching music is actually quite interesting because everyone loves music. You know, regardless of what it is, the key is to trying to get these kids interested in playing an instrument and relating that to the type of music they enjoy listening to.
Which is not an easy thing to do, since most of his students have never touched an instrument in their lives, let alone play one, and some don't speak English.
So you get them playing an instrument at first, being able to hold it, being able to make a sound on it, and then learning basics of music. And then you throw stuff at them that they may hear on the radio or something like that.
Despite tight budgets, most school districts still have music programs, though many have been scaled back. San Francisco Unified is unusual in that their arts and music programs are actually growing. A city-approved tax measure in 2004 sets aside $5 million every year for visual and performing arts in its public schools. At Burton High, the principal's using most of that funding this year to expand its band program, even adding a marching band to the lineup. And that's a big deal for the 82 students who now feel like part of a team.
I'm Monica Zhang. I play percussion.
My name is Samurai Yesh. I play the trumpet.
My name's Claiborne Goh. I play the saxophone.
Claiborne stands out among his fellow band members, mostly because he wears black sunglasses during practice. The band helps him forget his problems, he says, like being the target of bullies.
People who were bullied. The music just helps us feel like we're in a time before all that ever happened, before all that ever became relevant to us.
Many students here say music helps them deal with a lot of different things, like family issues, neighborhood violence, or the pressure of schoolwork. Ariana Kuna is a freshman who picked up the baritone saxophone for the first time this year. Already, she's a standout player.
I know what I want to do in my life now. I just want to play in a band.
Ariane pauses for a moment and begins to tear up. She says the problem is her mom thinks it's a waste of time.
She doesn't believe in me. She really wants me to focus on, like, school stuff because she really wants me to get out of school and get a job. But I want to show her that it's really fun and I want to do it.
A lot of these kids say they've had to convince their parents that band is an important part of their life. It's a place where they feel like they belong. And in their band director, Mr. Young, they found someone who gives them structure, guidance, and support.
And I can't think that I've been any more blessed than I am right now. These kids have been a true blessing to me. They're outstanding.
Mr. Young takes the stage at the band's first holiday performance at Burton High. The students practiced for this event for months. Some of the parents did show up, but others did not. Even though the audience was small, the energy was great. And in the end, the students say they want to make Mr. Young proud. For the California Report, I'm Yana Tintakoulis.
That's the California Report for Thursday, December 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.